country, and some of his folks was raised up in there, and him and I went squirrel hunting up there one time. And I'll bet you we run on to 25 old pots that the revenue men had tore up, chopped them up or shot them up. But I never saw so much in my life is, well, I didn't realize it until I went up in there. And it was all good people. You go up there, they treat you just like you're one of the family, but just don't go up there and tell him he's not doing this right, he's not doing the other right, or you know, but just, if he asks you to eat dinner, go in and eat dinner with him. If you want to stay all night with him, but don't never say nothing about it. He's not having this, not having that. They treat you good, but if you say something wrong or go up there and not ask him if you can go in so and so, boy, listen, you might come out alive and you might not. I know some boys here in town that they went up there and they knew some people lived up there, and so the three of them went up there and borrowed some shotguns and go hunting. And they got way off in there and they met an old boy, and he asked him where they was going. He said, "We're going to go up here, we're going." He says, "Well, who are you hunting with?" "Oh, we're not hunting with nobody." You know, they were directly taking their guns and told them a big mud hole. Said, "Now listen," said, "don't you boys come back up here anymore." But the boys come back and told the people that they borrowed the guns from, well, they was good friends, and so they goes up there, and they went and got the guns and this and that, but them boys didn't go back up there anymore. Just don't go up there and go to running over them now. You go up there and treat them like you want to be treated yourself. They treat you nice, but don't, if you want to, then ask them. Don't go and just say, "I'm going to take it."
Yeah.
I never was. I've been up in a lot of them places, and I go up there to buy a cow, I know the old people, is that and the other, they just treat you nice. And, but don't go up there and go to running down the schoolhouse or the schoolhouse or the church house or so-and-so is not so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't say it.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say, if somebody's not going away from you, you say he's coming right.
Forward or towards you?
Mm-hmm. Or what about it? If you just happened to meet somebody that you knew and you weren't looking for him, you might say, "Well, I wasn't looking for him, I just sort of ran."
Suddenly, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. suddenly run on to you, mm-hmm. an accident.
Mm-hmm. Or what about if a child is given the same name that his father has, you say that the parents named the child?
He's inherited it. Mm-hmm. Inheritance.
Named the child after his father?
Yeah.
Or? Something like
or
that.
Mother or something like that, or his grandfather or something like that. Namesake.
Mm-hmm. Say, if you wanted your dog to get after another dog, what would you call to him? What would you tell him to do?
Well, now that's just how you train him.
Mm-hmm.
Now when I'm outside here, these rabbits or squirrels around here, mm-hmm. or there's a dog on the place, I say, "Penny, where is that dog?" The boy, she begins to look. I said, "Penny, there's a rabbit here or a squirrel." Boy, she'd go looking for him.
Uh-huh.
And I used to have a dog that I never did train her for that too. But this other dog, that's been years ago. Been 35, 40 years ago. And he was a, what you call a regular combination dog. Although if I owned a hog, if a hog had been around the place, I say, "John," I say, "Suey." I mean, he'd go down and he'd find that hog. If he was a mile from there, he'd find him.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd get him.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "A dog come on the place." I'd say, "John," I says, "there's a dog." I mean, he'd up and he knew what I meant. And he just see a person come along. He says, "John, there's a stranger." And boy, he knew exactly that you didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of taught him and they pick it up quick.
Mm-hmm.
They're smart.
Have you ever heard people tell their dogs to sick another one or something
like
that?
Oh yeah, they just use different expressions. Sick, sick, sick.